Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
CBS 46 has the same pet peeve that one of our listeners, Allison, has as well.
Okay.
And I think we have all seen it, and I got to be totally honest with you, I've done it before also. Not often, but at least one time I was guilty of doing this.
I can never, ever do it.
Yeah.
It's karma to me.
I can't even remember what my excuse was in my head for doing it, but I borrowed my mother-in-law's handicap.
No.
One time.
I remember us
and
being
she
mad
was,
at you
when she wasn't in the car with you.
She wasn't in the car with me? That's what
horrible.
Was I using that for?
That's horrible.
Was it Christmas shopping at the mall or something?
No, it wasn't.
Parking at an arena?
No, it wasn't that.
See, I've never borrowed anyone's sticker, but I will never, even if, and it bugs me because the post office near my house has three handicap spots right in front of it that are always open. And then for whatever reason, it's a huge pain in the butt to get to any other, like all the other parking spots are way down the aisle. And I'm tempted every time, but I can't do
you
it because it's almost like karma.
Right.
You can't.
And they're always empty. They're consistently empty, and they're the ones that have the two handicap spots with the big, I think it's for the van. You know what I mean? Like a van has a wheelchair lift that has the big striped box in between each spot. And I've even thought about just pulling into that box because technically I'm not, but I'm like, no.
Yeah, I remember what the circumstance was now. It was during my knee rehabilitation. Do you remember that? And I was driving around my mother-in-law's truck because it had more leg room. I couldn't get into my 350.
Right.
Crutches.
So I had the crutches in the back, and I was late for one of my rehab appointments. And at Northside, they have, or St. Northside, they have a whole bunch of those handicapped
spots.
Did it
in a hospital.
You did.
I did. And I justified it by saying, look, there are 15 handicapped spots here. They're not going to miss one. Plus, I got a bum knee. So technically right now, it was wrong.
Now, the bum knee,
Say you do get more points for the bum knee.
A little bit, but not.
A little bit, but not totally.
Not much, no. No.
It's a slightly more
No.
Give me a dirty look.
You're right. I don't.
But I mean, you
there's
probably could
have.
There's
a little gray area, but not much.
You
not
probably really. Could have gotten your own.
Yes, I could have.
Because of your knee.
CBS 46, tell me about this, Jeff, because they are doing a feature on this very thing, right?
Yeah, they had one of their reporters go out and bust people who are parking in handicapped spots without any identification, and then they pop out, like, I kind of imagine them hiding behind some shrubs, and they pop up with the camera. And did Lindell give you some of the audio?
I hope
it prints on the air. I haven't watched it, but the descriptions that came with the video that Lindell gave us were like girls flipping off the camera and guys violent. Like one guy got into the CBS 46 van or something and refused to get out. Threatened to call the cops on them, even though he was the one parked in the handicap spot.
Here's a clip from CBS 46. This is supposed to run tonight, I think.
Can you tell me why you're parked in a handicap parking place without a sticker?
Am I parked in a handicap? Excuse me, but don't put that on the news, please.
Well, you were doing the wrong thing.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Yep. Is this your car?
Please don't open my car.
Okay, but
I'm sorry.
Don't push me. Put your hands on me.
Don't put your hands on the car, please.
Call 911.
Call them.
Please do. Because I'm going to report your harassment.
We're looking at people that are parking in handicapped parking places without a sticker.
You don't harass people.
Can you tell me why you don't have a sticker?
How you don't have a sticker?
You want to show it to me?
I'm a car dealer. Do you know I have a sticker or not?
I don't see one displayed. Okay. You can get a ticket for not having it. It's $500.
You know my name?
Sure. What is it?
Okay, that's what I thought.
So I guess it sounded like he was reaching into the van or something like that to open up the CBS 46 van or the car that she was in.
See, if I make her feel guilty, if I confuse her, then I'm not responsible for what I did.
He was trying to Jedi mind trick her right there. Here's a handicap parking, someone parking in the spot, and I think she ends up flipping off the camera.
Is your name Walter?
Yeah.
It is?
Uh-huh.
You're born in 1936?
That's my dad's sticker.
Do you think it's fair to use someone else's sticker?
Really? Well, I see people park here all the time without a handicap sticker at all.
What if there's someone that really is handicapped that can't, you know?
Yeah, I made a store run for him. So, thank you.
Is it fair to those that really need
these places? What about the people who park here with no handicap sticker at all?
But what about you?
What about that, though?
But what about you? Is it fair for you to park in a place when you don't really need it? It's not your sticker.
Excuse me.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I believe it is, actually. Thank you.
And then she gives the finger, I think, right there.
Like the logic is fascinating.
You can justify. That's what I did. I justified it. But you I knew it was wrong.
But you had a bum knee. Still. Like the justification is, I'm making a store run for him. It doesn't matter. You're still healthy.
Right.
I think most people, when they're busted for something, then they'd rather come up with an excuse to say, you know what, you're right, I was wrong.
Yeah. At some point, you just got to go.
Busted. I did the wrong thing.
If TV camera's in my face and I had done that, knowing that I did something, I'd be like, you got me.
Who are you going to believe? Me or the tape? Who are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? Allison yesterday wrote us, just by coincidence, because she has this very same pet peeve. She works at a hospital and she watches people every single day that are perfectly able to walk 100 yards into the hospital park in spots. And she wrote and she said that there's actually a website where you can call out these people. Call handicappedfraud.org. You can put pictures up. You can put their driver's license up, the date of the offense, and the place where it happened also.
Really?
And start nailing people on it. Hey, Desiree, you're on Q100.
Hey, I just want to say my aunt is constantly stealing my grandmother's handicapped parking spot to just get, you know, like you said, like 100 feet or 100 yards, so she doesn't have to walk, and it really irks me.
It's gonna get worse over the holidays. I bet that website you were just talking about, Bert, is gonna be full of new pictures and information over the holidays.
It's handicappedfraud.org.
Let me ask you a question, because I got this photograph from a listener, and I don't know if it's worth calling the person out for. Bert says there's some gray area because of this person's occupation and where they place the car, but I almost think they should be called out.
Yeah, this one doesn't bother me at all, though. It's not a handicap spot. It's a police officer that is parked in between two handicap spots in that sort of striped spot in between that Jeff was talking about.
And if you look carefully, his car is directly in front of the cutout on the curb, so the wheelchair can't go up.
Yeah. I think probably as a police officer, you get that.
I think it just depends on why
because
you're
don't know what's going in. He might have rushed in.
Yeah,
he did.
If he was showing up in a hurry.
Yeah, he rushed in to get in line at the post office.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh.
There's no official business with this.
Yeah, if you rush into a place, usually the cop car is like parallel with the sidewalk.
And the lights will be on.
Yeah.
But this guy was running an errand to the post office and parked right there blocking.
That's a whole other topic about how cops sometimes will abuse the law because they can, because they're cops.
Man, if I was, I'd be going through those intersections with my light on and not get any of those stops.
All of a sudden, the light comes on and you're going through a red light, and then your light goes off and you keep going. It's like, you're not chasing it. Okay, went through the red light.
I would do the same thing. Hey, Patty, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Job perk.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I've got a great story. My children are grown now, but years ago, the daycare center that I used was next door to a senior citizen center, but the director of the daycare was exasperated because she posted signs, she did everything, she talked to them personally, please don't park in the handicap spots, there was three at the front door, you know, can't do it. So I said to her, I'll take care of it. I pull in one afternoon, there's a woman in a Mercedes loading her kids, and I said, excuse me, did you know that's a handicap spot? Well, she cussed me out. And told me I must not have young children. And I was like, I'm at a daycare. And let me just tell you, my children are not a handicap. They're a gift. So the next day, I get ready to leave work, and I call a friend of mine who's a cop in the city. And I said, look, I'm going to pick up my kids. Please go there. I pull in, and guess who is getting a ticket?
Good.
Miss Mercedes is getting a ticket, crying, being dramatic. She did not know.
That's karma.
I walked up, and I said, sister, you cussed me out yesterday. Mm-hmm. I said, dig out your $500 and handle it.
Is that what the fine is, $500?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should be at least that.
Ka-ching.
Sometimes it's posted. It's even more than that, I think.
They should cut off one of your legs. Like, if you park in a handicap spot, they should remove your leg.
Oh, but then you'll finally get your sticker.
They don't give you a sticker. That's your punishment. They do that thing that the woman on Misery did. They put the log
hoggle
between your...
Yeah,
hoggle them. Yeah, and they whack, whack! And then they're like, all right, well, can I get a sticker? And you're like, uh-uh.
Did you really need help?
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.